Good morning. Blessings to you all as we come here to worship the Lord together. When Johnny first asked me, I was like, I'm willing, but I don't want to. But now it's more, I do want to, but there's definitely fear there. He had told me to pick an Old Testament character, and he listed off a list of names, and whenever he said Daniel, it just stuck with me the whole time. So I'm going to be reading out of 1 Daniel today. I'll be reading out of the ESV. In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem and besieged it. And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand with some of the vessels of the house of God. And he brought them to the land of Shinar, to the house of his God, and placed the vessels in the treasury of his God. Then the king commanded Ashpenaz, the chief of the eunuch, to bring some of the people of Israel, both of the royal family and of the nobility, youths without blemish, of good appearance, and skillful in all wisdom, endowed with knowledge, understanding, learning, and competent to stand in the king's palace, and to teach them the literature and language of the Chaldeans. The king assigned them a daily portion of his food, of the food that the king ate, and of the wine that he drank. They were to be educated for 3 years, and at the end of the time, they were to stand before the king. Among these were Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, of the tribe of Judah. And the chief of the eunuchs gave them names. Daniel he called Belteshazzar, Hananiah he called Shadrach, Mishael he called Meshach, and Azariah he called Abednego. But Daniel resolved that he would not defile himself with the king's food or with the wine that he drank. Therefore he asked the chief of the eunuchs to allow him not to defile himself, and God gave Daniel favor and compassion in the sight of the chief of the eunuchs. And the chief of the eunuchs said to Daniel, I fear my lord the king, who assigned your food and your drink, for why should he see that you were in worse condition than the youths who are of your own age? So you would endanger my head with the king. Then Daniel said to the steward whom the chief of the eunuchs had assigned over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, test your servants for 10 days. Let us be given vegetables to eat and water to drink. Then let our appearance and the appearance of the youths who ate the king's food be observed by you, and deal with your servants according to what you see. So he listened to them in this matter and tested them for 10 days. At the end of the 10 days, it was seen that they were better in appearance and fatter in flesh than all the youths who ate the king's food. So the steward took away their food and the wine they were to drink and gave them vegetables. As for these four youths, God gave them learning and skill in all literature and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. At the end of the time, when the king had commanded that they should be brought in, the chief of the eunuchs brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar. And the king spoke with them, and among all of them none was found like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Therefore they stood before the king, and in every matter of wisdom and understanding about which the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and enchanters that were in his kingdom. And Daniel was there until the first year of King Cyrus. Here we see Daniel was ripped from his homeland. He had his identity taken from him. They changed his name. But his true identity was not found in his name. It was found in his God that he served. And so he took a leap of faith towards God, hoping that hopefully God will find favor and give him grace in the eyes of the chief of the eunuchs. And God did. God blessed his leap of faith and blessed him and gave them a way to serve him, even though in just asking that, they could have been killed or beaten for not going with the rules that they were supposed to follow. But Daniel had faith in his God. He had his true identity founded in Christ, in God. And he wasn't willing to let a king stop him from serving him. Later on through the story of Daniel, you see he's tested in other ways. He has to pray, like prayer is banned. He can't serve his God, but he still chooses to lean into God and follow him, even though he knows, like, I am going to be thrown into a lion's den. Like, I am going to die unless God saves me in a miraculous way. And he chooses to take that leap anyway, even though he could have just left all of his principles behind and just served the king. We also see that King Darius, in that story, respects Daniel so much because Daniel lives a faithful life to him, he lives a faithful life to his God, that when Darius makes that commandment and Daniel's sent to the lion's den, Darius fasts that night. He can't sleep. He regrets his decisions from that and cries to Daniel when he's down in the thing, your God will protect you. Your God will save you. And even though he doesn't serve his God at that time, he realizes from Daniel's faithfulness to him and his God that Daniel's God is the real God. And he fasts, and from the king fasting and Daniel is saved over that night. And I know in my life, I'm like, oh, well, little decisions don't matter. But if you focus on those little decisions, God will give you bigger decisions because he knows you are faithful in the small things. And that is, my prayer for my life and our lives, that we can be faithful in every little thing we do. And through that, God will use us in mighty ways. Thank you for your time and attention. That's all I have. Turn it over to Johnny, I think, at this time.